I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, President Obama tells Wall Street there's a new sheriff in town. In our Money Coach conversation, we'll find out what he said on his visit to the street yesterday and what it might mean to you. But first, we want to talk about our street, the media. A new survey says that the public's assessment of the accuracy of the media has hit a two-decade low. This according to the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Here to talk about the results are Pew's Associate Director Michael Demick and Richard Prince, author of Journalisms. It's an online publication about diversity issues in the media. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
Thanks.
Michael, I'm going to start with you. The disturbing, of course, to reporters, anyway, headline is only 29% of survey respondents said news organizations generally get their facts straight, while 63% say news stories are often inaccurate. Now, we want to compare that to 1985 when the survey was first done, and then 55% said news stories were generally accurate, and 34% said they were generally inaccurate. Why do you think the public view of the media has declined so much?
It is a remarkable trend, and it's been very consistent over this time period, and I think it reflects a lot of changes in the news environment and what people are seeing. I mean, 1985 is before cable news. It's before the real competitiveness. The notion of a 24-hour news cycle didn't exist. The press didn't work at the speed that it works today. The level of attitude and opinion that's integrated into a lot of television news didn't exist to the same level. A lot's changed, and I think that the public's reactions reflect some, I think, legitimate changes in the press.
And when you say the media, who are you talking about in the survey? I mean, there are some people who think, you know, Oprah is the media.
Right. That's an excellent question.
Or Glenn Beck or whatever.
Yeah, and we leave it open, and I think the definition of the press has changed in people's minds. We just ask people about news organizations. Well, that could include a lot of things today that it didn't in 1985. So part of it is that the press, the notion of the news media has changed. Changed in substantial ways.
Anyway, we do have to mention that NPR was one of the news outlets that was specifically asked about, and I'm going to brace myself and ask, how did we do?
NPR did fine. Later in the survey, we asked people to rate individual news organizations and how favorably or unfavorably they feel, and ratings of NPR were better than many other.
Which is not saying a lot, evidently. Richard, what's your take on this? Why do you think, overall, the study found the public perception of the media's accuracy? I know that you focus on issues of diversity in the media,
right,
and reporters of color and publications that focus on, but you also focus on the broader issue. So what's your take on this?
I think it's correct that the definition of the media has changed. We are in a much more polarized environment. We have media for every single political stripe there is. And as the president said on 60 Minutes the other night, in this 24-hour news cycle, the loudest voices get the attention. And the loudest voices are the shrillest and the most polarizing. And that's what a lot of people think of when they think of the media.
And it's worth noting CNN, for example, launched in 1980. And this Pew first began asking this question about what's your assessment of accuracy in 1985. So The survey has kind of tracked the development of these developments in the media. One interesting finding, Richard, I wanted to ask you about. You wrote about it in your column. African Americans' lack of confidence in the media has risen more than that of whites, which is to say, I guess African Americans are more disenchanted now or at a higher rate than whites are. Why do you think that is?
Oh, there are many reasons, I guess. I can't say I'm surprised about that, because unlike the changes in the general society since 1985, you say that this has increased the polarization. African Americans and people of color have never really trusted the media in the first place. So
the mainstream media.
The mainstream
or
media.
Or the general audience media.
The general
media.
Audience media, exactly. And so when you have all these voices from the fringe and from just screaming out, it just makes decreases the confidence in among African Americans and also Hispanics. In the mainstream media. And I think it's also worth noting that the Latino breakout was even higher than African Americans. And
why do you think that is?
I think it's because of the way that Latinos are portrayed in the mainstream media. The main issue about Latinos is, are they here legally or not, when for the average Latino, that is not, the be-all and end-all of their existence. So I think it's a question of the establishment media versus people who are not in the establishment, and whether they see themselves reflected and their point of view reflected in what they see and read.
Michael, though, you also highlight the fact that Republicans continue to be highly critical of the news media in nearly all respects. However, the study says that much of the growth in negative attitudes toward the news media over the last 2 years is driven by increasingly unfavorable evaluations by Democrats. Why is that?
Well, it's interesting. You see this pattern happen when administrations change, where the party of the president tends to feel a little more upset with the press when their president is in power, when their party is in power. And so right now, to Democrats, as they observe the news, they see coverage, be it of town hall meetings or events over the summer or questions about Barack Obama's citizenship and so forth and so on. Whether the press is leading those stories or whether it's following those stories, they get blamed for covering those stories. And the Democrats see the press as being overly critical of Barack Obama and tend to rate the press much lower on some of these questions about accuracy and bias.
Did we see the same thing during the Clinton administration?
You did a bit. Especially the later part of the Clinton administration around the impeachment, Democrats got very upset with the press. They thought the press was being unfair, that they thought it was going overboard. They thought it was being inaccurate in the way it was portraying things.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about a new survey from the Pew Research Center that found public confidence in media accuracy to be at its lowest level in 2 decades. I'm speaking with Michael Dimmock of the Pew Research Center and Richard Prince of Journalisms. That's an online publication that tracks diversity issues in the media. Michael, I also wanted to focus on, we've talked a little bit about the whole question of political bias and whether the media is biased or, well, accurate, and the accuracy often connects to questions about bias. But I wanted to ask about a question you ask about the media's willingness to admit mistakes and whether the media is acting in a professional manner. Mm-hmm. 1985, willing to make mistakes was at a 34% compared to just 21% today, highly professional. In 1985, your respondent said that 72% were highly professional, 59% today. What do you say? Now, that's not as terrible as some other some of the other findings, but what do you make of it?
It is bad, and I think the 70% said they think the press tries to hide its mistakes, and I think that is a pretty serious accusation in many ways. I think it reflects the public's sense of the pace at which news moves right now, that the news organizations are covering things second by second, and they just move on to the next story rather than reflect necessarily upon what went well and what didn't. I think even just last week you saw CNN covering in the Friday morning what they thought was some kind of incident on the Potomac River involving the Coast Guard turned out to be a regular training exercise. They covered it for nearly an hour before they came in and in some ways corrected themselves, but pretty much moved on from the story. And I think the public recognizes that in the current environment there's the news just keeps moving along. It's like a conveyor belt of news.
And I wanted to ask about that, Richard. The question then becomes, well, the couple of questions present themselves. One is there any way to put that genie back in the bottle?
That's a good question. I think that this is also one of the findings in your study was that this is sort of like Congress in the fact that people don't like Congress, but their congressman is okay. And I think it's the same way with the media. There's a certain trust factor that African Americans have with the black media, Latinos have with the Latino media, that they don't have with the mainstream media.
And that conservatives have with Fox, for example.
Exactly. And some liberals have with MSNBC. So in that sense, the fact that we have such a segmented media now is a good thing because people will at least trust the media that they feel is coming from the same place they are.
But to that point, in Europe and Latin America, it's understood that media outlets reflect a certain political perspective.
Yes.
And so the question becomes, do you think that American media is moving in that direction, that one of the distinguishing factors of American media, at least in this century, in the latter part of this century, is that American media has tended to be at least seen as centrist and not, apart from the editorial pages, reflective of a particular political point of view in the news pages. Do you think that we're moving to a time when the news media in general, regardless of, will be seen as reflective of a political viewpoint?
That's true in the sense of cable, and it is true on the internet. I don't know if it's true of the establishment overall media, but You know, we are in a time of changing business models, and so somebody might decide that's the way to go.
Michael, mm-hmm. final thought from you?
Well, I think the one thing to remember is that while the public is very critical of the press, they do still respect the role the press plays in a political system. We ask people if they think press criticism of political leaders does more good than harm or more harm than good, in effect. And people still say more good than harm, even though there's a lack of confidence in some of the particulars of the way the media operates. There's still a sense that the media plays a critical role in democracy.
And you may find this beyond your realm, but is there any clue in this report about ways in which the media could regain the trust of the public?
Not necessarily. I think in some ways the press feels like it's between a rock and a hard place. It feels competitive pressures. It needs to be fast. It needs to be catchy. But at the same time, those are things that tend to erode a little bit some of the levels of confidence and professionalism that used to exist 20, 30 years ago.
Richard, we have 30 seconds left.
More diverse voices.
Does diversity translate to accuracy and professionalism?
Yes, it does.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I think that, well, you have different points of view, different views of what are the relevant facts. And I think that, you know, when people, I know we have a very short amount of time, but let's just talk about the Henry Louis Gates case, for example. When people say, well, the police report said so-and-so, and you're a person who knows, has had bad experiences with the police, and you know that the police don't always tell the truth, that undermines your credibility. If you have someone on the staff who's had those experiences and can reflect that in the news coverage, that increases your credibility.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
Richard Prince is the author of Journalisms. That's an online publication about diversity issues in the media. He was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios, along with Michael Dimmick, Associate Director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. They authored the report we're talking about, and of course, we'll have a link on our website at npr.org. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.